Books on Tape presents With Wings Like Eagles by Michael Korda, read by John Lee. Never in the field of human conflict was so much owed by so many to so few. Winston Churchill, House of Commons, August 20th, 1940. Per ardua ad astra, motto of the Royal Air Force. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. Chapter 1. The bomber will always get through. Prime Minister Stanley Baldwin, House of Commons, 1932. Few moments in British history are so firmly fixed in people's minds as the summer of 1940, when, after the fall of France, less than 2,000 young fighter pilots seemed to be all that stood between Hitler and the victory that was almost within his grasp. Like the defeat of the Spanish Armada and Nelson's victory at Trafalgar over the combined fleets of France and Spain, it is etched deeply into the national consciousness as a moment of supreme danger when Britain alone, courageous, defiant, without allies, defeated a more powerful and warlike enemy in the nick of time. Today, nearly 70 years later, the Battle of Britain, as it rapidly came to be called, after a phrase in one of Winston Churchill's greatest war speeches, unlike many other great events of World War II, has lost none of its luster. In his speech in the House of Commons on June 18, 1940, on the fall of France, Churchill said, "What General Weygand called the Battle of France is over. I expect that the Battle of Britain is about to begin."